Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamrei Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Samach Beis, the fourth parak Hamorches Abayis. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara says, Matzu Meitzar Echad Aruch Meitzar Echad Katzar. If the seller drew one boundary long and one boundary short, meaning he drew the entire length of the western boundary, where the adjacent field belonged to one person, and only half of the eastern boundary, of which half the adjacent field belonged to one person and half to another, Rav says, Lokana El Keneged HaKatzar. He only acquires the area which is opposite the short boundary, meaning the half of the field enclosed by both described boundaries. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked, V'yikne Keneged Rosh Tor, but let him acquire the area parallel to the ends of the boundaries, meaning inside a diagonal line drawn from the long boundary to the short boundary. Rav was silent, and the Rashbam explains he accepted their position. The Gemara concludes that Rav agreed, even before retracting, that if the fields on the eastern side belong, for example, to Reuven and Shimon, respectively, and on the western side to Levi and Yehuda, respectively, and he drew the eastern boundary with Reuven and Shimon's fields, and the western side with only Yehuda's field, that he acquires inside the diagonal line from the ends of the two boundaries. Point number two, Amoraim discussed a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not. Rav says, Kana kol chutz memetzer revi. He acquires everything except for a furrow's width of the fourth boundary, which the seller retains. Shmuel says he even acquires the fourth boundary because it didn't bear mentioning. Rav Asi says, Lo kana el telem echad al pnei kula. He only acquires a single furrow's width around the entire field along the three drawn boundaries. He holds like Rav that the seller left out the fourth boundary to retain it, but adds that he retained everything along with it except for the bare minimum possible for the sale. Rav rules like Rav, but adds that the seller only retains the boundary if it's not mivla, contained inside the other boundaries, and additionally has either a row of palm trees or is large enough to plant 9 cubs of seed, making it independently significant. In another version, Rav said that if the boundary either is outside the other boundaries or has the distinction of a row of palms or potential for planting 9 calves, it is not sold with the field. And point number three, Rav said that if a partner of a field wrote in a shtar of sale, Palgat the Isli Ba'ara, I'm selling half that I own in the land, Palgat, then half of the land is sold, meaning the partner's entire portion. If he wrote Palga Ba'ar di Isli, half in the land that I own, Riva, then a quarter of the total land is sold, meaning half the partner's portion. In the first case, he sold the half which he owns, whereas in the second case, he sold half of the land which he owns, and thus sold a quarter of the land. Abai asked Rabba that there should be no difference between the cases, and even the second case should be interpreted to mean he's selling his entire half portion, meaning selling a full half of the land, that half which he owns. Rabba was silent, which Abai took to mean that Rabba accepted Abai's argument. However, Abai discovered shtar was written in Rabba's basin, which were consistent with his original ruling. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara says, Matzu umeitzar echad aruch umeitzar echad katzar. If the seller drew one boundary long and one boundary short, meaning he drew the entire length of the western boundary, where the adjacent field belonged to one person, and only half the eastern boundary, of which half the adjacent field belonged to one person and half to another, Rav says, Lokana el keneged hakatzar. He only acquires the area which is opposite the short boundary, meaning the half of the field enclosed by both described boundaries. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked, V'yikne keneged rosh tor, but let him acquire the area parallel to the ends of the boundaries, meaning inside a diagonal line drawn from the long boundary to the short boundary. Rav was silent, and the Rashbam explains he accepted their position. The Gemara concludes that Rav agreed, even before retracting, that if the fields on the eastern side belong, for example, to Reuven and Shimon, respectively, and on the western side to Levi and Yehuda, respectively, and he drew the eastern boundary with Reuven and Shimon's fields, and the western side with only Yehuda's field, that he acquires inside the diagonal line from the ends of the two boundaries. Point number two, Amoraim discussed a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not. Rav says, Kana kol chutz memetzer revi. He acquires everything except for a furrow's width of the fourth boundary, which the seller retains. Shmuel says he even acquires the fourth boundary because it didn't bear mentioning. Rav Asi says, Lo kana el telem echad al pnei kula. He only acquires a single furrow's width around the entire field along the three drawn boundaries. He holds like Rav that the seller left out the fourth boundary to retain it, but adds that he retained everything along with it except for the bare minimum possible for the sale. Rav rules like Rav, but adds that the seller only retains the boundary if it's not mivla, contained inside the other boundaries, and additionally has either a row of palm trees or is large enough to plant 9 cubs of seed, making it independently significant. In another version, Rav said that if the boundary either is outside the other boundaries or has the distinction of a row of palms or potential for planting 9 calves, it is not sold with the field. And point number 3, Rav said that if a partner of a field wrote in a shtar of sale, Palgat the Isli Ba'ara, I'm selling half that I own in the land, Palgat, then half of the land is sold, meaning the partner's entire portion. If he wrote Palga Ba'ar di Isli, half in the land that I own, Riva, then a quarter of the total land is sold, meaning half the partner's portion. In the first case, he sold the half which he owns, whereas in the second case, he sold half of the land which he owns, and thus sold a quarter of the land. Abai asked Rabbah that there should be no difference between the cases, and even the second case should be interpreted to mean he's selling his entire half portion, meaning selling a full half of the land, that half which he owns. Rabbah was silent, which Abai took to mean that Rabbah accepted Abai's argument. However, Abai discovered shtar was written in Rabbah's basin, which were consistent with his original ruling. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Samach Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine, so here goes. The submarine captain standing with his sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, and another map of a field that had three boundaries drawn leaving out the fourth, told them if they succeed in the mission, he would give them half the land I own in a land he had a partnership in. Once again, slow motion. The submarine captain, submarine, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Matzah u'meitzer echod aruch u'meitzer echod katzor. If the sailor drew one boundary long and one boundary short, meaning he drew the entire length of the western boundary where the adjacent field belonged to one person and only half the eastern boundary of which half the adjacent field belonged to one person and half to another, Rav says, l'kana el kenegar katzor. He only acquires the area which is opposite the short boundary, meaning the half of the field enclosed by both described boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, and another map of a field that had three boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not. Rav says, Kana kol chutz mameitzer revi. He acquires everything except for a furrow's width of the fourth boundary, which the seller retains. Shmuel says he even acquires the fourth boundary because it did not need bare mentioning. Rav Asi says, Kana el tel ma'echon ok p'nei kula. He only acquires a single furrow's width around the entire field along the three drawn boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, and another map of a field that had three boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, told them if they succeeded in the mission, he would give them half the land I own in a land he had a partnership in, which reminds us, Rabbah said that if a partner of a field wrote in a shtar of sale, Palga di Isli Ba'ara, I am selling half that I own in the land, Palga, then half the land is sold, meaning the partner's entire portion. If he wrote Palga Ba'ar di Isli, half in the land that I own, Riba, then a quarter of the total land is sold, meaning half the partner's portion. In the first case, he sold the half which he owns, whereas in the second case, he sold half of the land which he owns, and thus sold a quarter of the land. So once again, the submarine captain standing with his sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, and another map of a field that had three boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, told them if they succeeded in the mission, he would give them half the land I own in a land he had a partnership in. All right, so now it's time for Forblabach Hazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the symbol Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light next to a zoo. Zoo? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Ches, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light next to a zoo, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Bonel entering Maros Machpelah and encountering Eliezer and then Avram. Rabbi Bonel said he gazed at Adam's two heels from outside and they were like two globes of the sun. So the servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light next to a zoo didn't let 9 brazen sons enter who were searching for their father's grave, which reminds the Gemara relates Rabbi Manoah's wisdom. In one incident, a man overheard his wife berating his daughter, saying, why are you not discreet with transgressions of immorality? I have 10 sons, and only one is actually from your father. The father instructed his entire estate to be given to his one son. Rabbi Manoah told the sons, go bang on your father's grave until he rises and reveals to you which of you he left his estate. All the sons went to do so except one, because mamzerim are brazen by nature, and the one legitimate son was not. Thus, Rabbi Bonel awarded the estate to the true son. So the servant standing at the entrance of a very holy cave full of light, next to a zoo, didn't let 9 brazen sons enter who were searching for their father's grave, while the 10th son helped Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, move a drain spout on top of the lion's cage that was dripping onto a neighbor's property, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hamar Zeve Enu Chazaka, a drain spout through which water flows off of a gutter, has no chazak to remain where water is dripping onto his neighbor's property. Vishkin Komo Chazaka, but its place has a chazaka. These spouts were not permanently attached, but moved from one place to another. So the neighbor's silence is not proof of an acquired right. Three interpretations are given. Daf Nun Tes, so the similar Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor. Knight in shining armor? That must be on Daf Nun Tes. The knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, which reminds us, more brings a discussion, if a neighbor can protest a window above Dalet Amos. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it, which got in the way of his lance, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion of a chazaka of aziz, a beam protruding into a neighbor's chatzer. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it, which got in the way of his lance, also protested a shutta from opening a window, even though he had a right in the chatzer, which reminds the Gemara discusses opening a window into a chatzer shutafin. A neighbor can say, until now, I only had to conceal myself while you were in the chatzer, but not when you were inside your house. Now, even when you're in your house, I need to conceal myself from you since you can view my activities through your window. Daf Samach. So the simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, smiley face stickers, that must be on Daf Samach. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, which reminds the Gemara teaches not to open the opening of one's home opposite another opening, as derived from Bilam's bracha to Klal Yisrael, which was inspired when he saw that the openings of their tents were not opposite one another. So the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban, Beis HaMikdash, which reminds us of Rabbi Yeshua's discussion regarding the correct level of avelas for the churban, when he saw people refraining from eating meat and drinking wine since karbanos and nesachim are no longer brought. So the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban, Beis HaMikdash, were taught by a rabbi to leave over a small area without plaster opposite their entrances, and that they will eventually come to smile in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, which reminds us Rabbi Yeshua gave over proper practices for mourning the Churban, such as leaving over an area in the front hall of a house that's not plastered, and teaching V'kol Mesabo Yerushalayim, and anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, Zoche V'ro B'Simchasa, will merit to witness its ultimate rejoicing. Daf Samachov, so the simple Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician doing a saw, a person, and half trick. So here goes. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, saw the man in half? That must be on Daf Samachov, saw. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Hamocher Sabayis L'Mocher Yetzia. One who sells a house does not automatically sell the extension, even if it opens into the house. In Bavel, Yetzia was interpreted as Afta, a low building adjacent to the house, used for the same dwelling function as the house. Rav Yosef interpreted it as Bitka Chalila, a similar structure with many windows made for beautification and cooling off. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was 4 amos wide and did not include the 3 amos pit either, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that a Yetzia must be 4 amos to be excluded from the sale of the house, as opposed to a bor, which can even be smaller and excluded. There, the house has its own function, and the pit has its own function. Since they serve different purposes, the pit is not included in the house's sale, even if it's smaller than Dalet Amos. Here, both the house and the extension have essentially the same purpose as a living area. Therefore, only if it's 4 square amos is it considered independently significant and excluded from the house's sale. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetzia, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was 4 amos wide and did not include the 3 amos pit either, he used the money to purchase an apartment, which the seller described by using the walls of the entire building, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that if one sold a house in the Bir Gadol, a large apartment building, even if he described it in the shtar, the boundaries of the property with the outer boundaries of the entire building, we say he merely widened the boundaries for him to identify the building, and not that he sold the entire building. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that when one sells a house, the Yetzia is not included? That's on Duff. Samachov. Good number two. Which daf do we discuss opening a window into a chatzar shutafim? That's on daf Nun task. Number three. Which step do we discuss a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good number four. Which step do you discuss not to open a doorway opposite another doorway as derived from Bilam? That's on daf. Samach. Good number five. Which step to be a case where one sells an apartment by identifying the boundaries of the entire building? That's on daf. Samachov. Good number six. Which of the one, if one witness said the moxie cultivated wheat and the other said he cultivated barley, their edus is combined. That's on daf. Nunvav. Good number seven. Which daf to discuss the difference between saying I'm selling half that I own in the land versus half in the land that I own? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good number eight. Which daf to discuss what happened when Rabbi Benai entered Mar Samach Pela? That's on daf. Nunches. Good number nine. Which daf to discuss what the din is if the seller drew one boundary long and one boundary short? That's on daf. Samach Beis. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that the pasuk of Va'otzma Ina Miros Bera refers to one who does not gaze at women when they are doing laundry and their feet are exposed? That's on daf. Nun Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Ram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.